I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A shot from the far corner by Johnson. Turned wide by Crawford. 7 seconds left. Six. Now five. In behind the net. Tave swings it around. Oh, and all the way down the ice it goes. For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley, the Blackhawks organization, along with the greatest fans in all of hockey, welcome you back to your new home, Chicago, Illinois, in the US of A.
Yeah, say it one more time. The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup.
Sounds nice.
The veteran voice of the Chicago Blackhawks on WGN Radio, John Weideman, joins us right now on the McNeil and Parkin Show on the Score Sports Radio 670. And, John, always great to talk hockey with you. Thanks for giving us some time today. I'm glad you did not include an expletive in winning the cup when they won any of them. The legend was Gene Hart of the Flyers did not have the discipline to keep an F-bomb out of it when the Flyers won one of those cups years back.
Yeah, well, I would think that Gene got a little excited about it, too. I got to know Gene the one year that I was in Philadelphia, and he was, in my opinion, the consummate professional, and he actually taught me a lot. But, you know, when those moments come around, and they only come around for some people once in a lifetime, I've been very fortunate. It's happened for me three times. But when those moments come around, I think you have an obligation to the organization and really more importantly to the fan base to make sure that that's a moment that can last a lifetime. So I did the best I could. I remember even talking to John McDonough on the charter on the way back from Tampa in between game five and six. And I asked him, I said, is there something that you may want me to mention about that moment? And he turned to me and he says, John, he says, you're the artist. He says, I'm going to leave it up to you. It was late in the evening, and he was tired. I think he just didn't want to be bothered. But, yeah, he told me, though, I'm going to leave it up to you, and I'm grateful to him for doing that. And I just thought about the Blackhawk fans and how special that moment was, and I just gave it my best.
John, really nice effort again from the boys the other night, an explosive third period in Edmonton, a 6-2 win. Patrick Kane extends his streak to 12 games while Connor McDavid doesn't muster up a shot on goal. Kane is starting to stake a real solid claim to winding up finishing on top of the Blackhawks' all-time list of great performers offensively. He's got some work to do to catch some of the greats in front of him, but have you ever seen him more effective than he has been the last several months?
Yeah, I think the only time, Dan, that I can recall Patrick Kane having maybe a greater emphasis to his play was the year that he won the Art Ross Trophy. And that was the same year that he won the Hart Trophy as the NHL MVP. But his numbers and his efforts seem to mirror that season. And health permitting, he's going to just keep going from here. Right now, obviously, he's got the hot hand. He can have one of those games where nothing goes in for him, none of the passes connect, or if they do, the guy shooting the puck doesn't score. You're going to have games like that. Let's hope that that doesn't happen tonight, because tonight's an important game. But it has been a lot of fun to watch Patrick Kane take control of the puck and move into the opposition end, set up shop, or maybe make a maneuver on a defenseman who's not ready for it and skate toward the net and either fire a backhander or a hard snapshot or even a slap shot. And particularly on the power play, he's become a lot more entertaining to watch. In the power play, the numbers, the successful numbers that we've seen with the power play here of late, I think would reflect that. But Patrick Kane is a special player, Dan, and I would go so far as to say I think he might even be known as a generational player by the time his career is done.
John, Mack and I have been talking about what this winning streak means as it's coincided with teams around them in the standings losing and if they are actually have a legitimate shot at the playoffs. How do you handicap their chances?
That's a really good question. I would think that with the way the teams that are ahead of the Blackhawks right now haven't pulled away in the standings. I would accept, you know, everybody would expect it by now that those teams that are ahead of them, those teams that are the legitimate playoff teams, put quotes on both sides of that, they would have pulled away by at least a half a dozen, maybe to as many as 10 points. And, you know, if the Blackhawks were truly a last-place team, and their play reflects a team that's not a last-place team, especially in the last five, you know, there wouldn't be that separation, or there would be that separation. I'm sorry, but right now there isn't that separation. And if you look at the respective schedules of all of the teams that are ahead of the Blackhawks or maybe even tied with them in, as far as points are concerned, you see that every one of those schedules of all of those teams don't include games where they play each other. In other words, Colorado doesn't play, let's say, St. Louis in this next run of games. St. Louis plays Nashville for a couple of games. They play in Tampa tonight. They're 2 points ahead of the Blackhawks, but their schedule coming up is going to be pretty tough. And you could say the same pretty much for all of the teams that are in that group. And this is an exceptional time of the season. It's really a short window of opportunity here. But if the Blackhawks can continue to win, they've got games tonight against Vancouver. They got the one on Sunday against Detroit. They go to Boston. That's going to be a real tough game. It's hard to beat the Boston Bruins on any sheet. We saw that in the Winter Classic. But if they can continue to win, they can possibly, I won't say they can do it for sure, but they can possibly put themselves ahead of this pack. And then after that, when the cannibalistic part of the schedule begins, where these teams are all playing each other and those games turn into 3-point games, if the Blackhawks can stay ahead of that pack, then they're ahead of that hornet's nest. And down the stretch, you know, I think they got a real shot.
What keeps me optimistic about their chances at staying off the canvas and grabbing that 8 seed, and I say optimistic, others say delusional, John, the Western Conference is not what it was a few years ago, number one. Number two, I've seen it. You've seen it. We watched the North Stars team that was awful the first two-thirds of the season in 90-91, and they get to the final as an 8 seed, knocking out the President's Cup-winning Hawks. So what makes me think I am looking at this thing with my head out over my skis is I don't know if the goaltending tandem, without Corey Crawford as a part of it, can get them there. What do you think of the goalkeepers?
All good points. And, Dan, the first part of that, you were either reading my mind or I was reading your mind, because I was thinking of the same thing. And, in fact, the same year, that 1990-91 season where the Blackhawks won the President's Trophy, everybody in the hockey world was saying, you know, hey, these guys will go to the Stanley Cup final. They could win it all. And lo and behold, the North Stars took them out in that first round, and the North Stars barely made the playoffs that year and went all the way to the Cup final and lost to Mario Lemieux and the Pittsburgh Penguins for the Penguins' first Cup. But, you know, this has a similar kind of a feel to it for me. Now, the second part of that question was about the goaltending. Yeah, you'd rather have Corey Crawford in your mix as opposed to not having him, because he brings an awful lot of stability and skill to the crease. But the guy that they've got, Cam Ward, has been there. Cam Ward has won a Stanley Cup with Carolina 2006. He was the playoff MVP, the Conn Smythe Trophy. And I think he's a guy that can rise to the occasion. I think knowing that Corey Crawford may not be around, I don't know if he's going to come back sometime soon or what his status is. I just know that he's on concussion protocol and hasn't been cleared to play as of yet. So right now the goaltending picture is Cam Ward and Colin Delia, and it seems like lately both of them have been playing very well in goal. So if that's what you've got going down the stretch, you've got at least one guy that's been there in Ward and another kid that's willing in Colin Delia. It's going to make it interesting.
I listened to Jeremy Colliton on his show on the flagship today, WGN Radio, and he was talking about Brandon Saad, and he talks about how Sauter has not gotten too high or too low and has a veteran calm about him and has shown signs of returning to his old self. Are we ever going to see 2015 Brandon Saad again? What's missing with him?
Well, I think he's trending in that direction. I think if you asked him to be brutally honest, he would tell you, no, my game isn't where it was in that year. That was a good year. But I think that with the way he's been playing lately, I think it's possible that he might be in for a real strong finish. I mean, the start of his second half has been good. The first half was not very good. The first half, you wondered, you know, who's wearing that number 20 out there. But here in the second half, we've seen signs that Brandon Saad is more like the guy that played for the Blackhawks before he was traded away to the Columbus Blue Jackets. I guess time will tell. He's not on the top lines, but he is a guy that I think he can make the line that he's on go. In fairness to Brandon Saad, he's been moved around a little bit, but the fact that he's playing with more confidence, he's driving to the net more, he's shooting the puck more, he's making things happen more, those are all good signs.
John, you and I are part of an exclusive club, the Dan McNeil Intern Club. What was your experience like interning for Mac?
Oh, it was a great one. It was a lot of fun.
You can tell me the truth, John.
I am telling you the truth. I remember those days like it was a minute ago. It was over at the WLUP. Back then it was known as AM 1000. And we were – I can't remember the nickname that Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer put on us, but we were – Chet Kopic was the man who ran the show, Kopic on Sports. Danny was his executive producer. And just did a phenomenal job of lining up guests. And I remember 38th floor of the Hancock building, and I remember coming in every day and feeling like I was a part of big-time radio. And my eyes were open, my ears were open, my mouth was pretty well closed that whole time because I just wanted to learn. And whenever I would get a little bit nervous about what was going on, Danny was always there to kind of, you know, just kind of deflate me a little bit or to try and put me at ease. We'd talk hockey. He'd ask me about this guy and that guy. He would give me his opinions on how the Hawks are playing. But, you know, I could really see the versatility in Dan McNeil as a sports guy. He could talk any sport and do it well. And he knew his stuff. He knew a lot of people in the industry. And, you know, I learned a lot from Danny. So I'm really a very fortunate guy that way. And it was at a time in my life where I won't say it was sink or swim, but, you know, that decision, I had to make that decision, you know, coming up in the next couple of years, because at the time, I think I was 32 or 33 years old. And you can't go too far in your life, you know, in a situation like that and not make a decision one way or the other. You can't just go on forever working as an intern in a radio station. It's fun, but doesn't pay the bills. So, but I look back on that time in my life, and I think it was crucial to my success, and I'm forever grateful to Dangerous Dan for all of his help.
John, you're too kind. Steve Dahl used to say we were members of the Boyquarium.
That was it.
Yeah,
that
we were Boyquarium members.
Yeah.
And one of my happiest days was getting Philadelphia Flyers letterhead in the old snail mail, and written in ink above the Flyers return address was Weidemann, letting me know he had landed an NHL job after grinding it out at the minor league level. And you've been great since, John. Continued success. Great stuff in The Athletic a couple of weeks ago. That piece by Scott Powers was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. I think it was, too. It was fun talking to Scott. I owe him a big steak dinner somewhere on the road. But very nice talking about old times and, you know, sharing that with the readers.
Have a good broadcast tonight, bud. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Danny. Anytime. Great talking with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.